This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Sheriff Joe LoPinto, the sheriff of Jefferson Parish. Joe, welcome to the show.
Happy Mardi Gras, Noel.
Same to you, my friend. We have not had an opportunity to talk on the show about your posted crime stats for the year of 2024. 7,980 UCR Part 1 crime offenses reported. Never in my wildest dreams that I ever thought we would get to that level. And congratulations to you and all the men and women of the JPSO. Job well done.
It really is. It's pretty unbelievable. I mean, considering back in the 90s, we were over 30,000 UCR crime reports, right? Mm-hmm. And for us to get on the 10,000 was a phenomenal feat. And to keep dropping lower and lower and lower, I'm like, I don't know how low it can go, but we're going to ride the wave down as it goes.
Absolutely. You know, when you think about, I think the lowest, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, I think the lowest murder total we ever had was 16. In 24, you had 19.
I'm looking at the historical stats. We had 16 in 87, and we had 13 in 88. Were the only 2 years that we were in the teens, and this last year was 19, which was the third time. But, you're close. 13 and 16 back in 87 and 88.
Yeah. Which was unusual back then, too. Really unusual, not as unusual as...
Right, our average is, 40 to 45. You know, we've been as high as the 60s. Most of the time we're in the 40s. We'll get into the 20s and 30s every once in a while, but the teens is pretty unheard of. And for us to be at 19 last year was great. Now, look, I mean, the murders come in waves, right? I mean, a lot of them are domestic-related. This year in January alone, we had five. Two being the homicides in River Ridge, where the husband, killed his wife and small child. If you look at just the statistics from that standpoint, our rate is up for this year, right?
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean it won't level back off at the end of the year, but I was very happy with the rate of where we were overall last year in general. And, I mean, look, a lot of it is a credit to the men and women of the sheriff's office, but we also handle crime a lot better, right? I mean, the ability to solve crime quickly is real easy these days because of the amount of cameras and Ring cameras and ALPR cameras that are out there. And so burglaries that would go unsolved years ago don't go unsolved. And so you have the ability to arrest someone before they're able to commit 50 burglaries. We're arresting them after the first one or two. Auto thefts, for example, it's harder to steal a car, right? You know, we used to have 3,500 auto thefts back in the 90s, and we were at, I think, 507 this past year. The car manufacturers made it more difficult to steal cars. Of course, when that changes, perfect example, 2 years ago when the Kias and the Hyundais were being able to be stolen a lot easier, we had a spike in auto theft. So they changed that little glitch, and we've been able to, drive those numbers back down. So, that's working in harmony with everybody.
But I will say, and especially in the area of burglaries, you still have to collect that information from those Ring cameras, from their security cameras and stuff. And if you don't do it in a systematic, ordered way, indexing those videos, understanding the importance of same, having the infrastructure in place to have them reviewed, they have no value if you just pull a video and stick it on a shelf, right?
Yeah, you have to have the detectives to be able to follow up, but giving them the evidence allows them to go solve the case. And that's the difference, right? That evidence just didn't exist 20 years ago. You know, as a young deputy back in the 90s, I wish we had the tools that we had today, because it's fun to watch these men and women work. You know, whether it's drones, whether it's just the information that they can pull from cell phones, it's phenomenal to watch them work and how not only educated that they are, but just utilizing the technology today to go out and solve these cases that, generally speaking, probably wouldn't have been solved 20, 30 years ago because that evidence didn't exist.
I made this observation the other day in discussions with Rafael Goyeneche that of the 7,980 UCR Part 1 crime offenses reported, 5,639 of those were thefts. So when you back out that number, there are very few crimes, you know, left over, right?
It's a small amount. I mean, extremely small amount. You're talking last year we had 19 murders, 80 rapes, 217 robberies, 779 assaults, 739 burglaries, and 507 thefts. So, I mean, less than 800 on every other category of crime. So you're exactly correct. I mean, you're talking, 80-plus percent of all crimes are the theft crimes, and the rest of it is extremely small. So, you know, it's great to, you know, have that. Now, that's another reason that we do a great job of trying to make sure we even curb the thefts, right? Whether it's our intelligence division going out and making sure that shoplifting is not a huge problem in Jefferson Parish. We want to make sure we're working with the owners of those businesses in order to make sure that we can get prosecutions, especially on the repeat offenders, to stop that, because we understand that number counts at the end of the day.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
How much of this success do you attribute to that menacing look that you have in that grocery store commercial that you're doing?
Hey, I'm just an extra. I am just an extra in the grocery store commercial. You know, my wife is without a doubt.
You are a compliant husband, my friend. You are a compliant husband.
I do whatever my wife tells me to do, you know, so that's no doubt.
You and I have had some good laughs about that. That is funny. So let's flip for a second or pivot for a second. Obviously, our Mardi Gras in Jefferson Parish has never been quite to the breadth and depth of Mardi Gras in the city and the events that they hold in the city. We don't have any of the magnitude and size that they do, which has afforded the opportunity for local law enforcement to help and facilitate the city. You guys had a huge presence for the Super Bowl. Talk to us about that.
We did. We were supposed to have a huge presence to begin with, mainly with whether it's air support, canine support, tactical teams in the city itself. January 1st kind of changed the game for us a little bit because although most of the positions had been filled for 6 months in advance for the things directly related to the NFL, with January 1st occurrence, we expanded our footprint a lot more, and that relied on Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office and the Louisiana Sheriff's Association to come in and fill in those gaps because, let's face it, NOPD and state police were already taking the brunt of the NFL duties that happened. So we mobilized very quickly within that, you know, three-week period. To make sure we could formulate a plan to shut down Porter Street. My fellow sheriffs and chiefs from the surrounding areas stepped up to the plate and said, what do you need? And we were able to fill on game day itself. I think we had 170-plus people shutting down that Porter's corridor to allow the people to come in and out. We had 44 JPSO that were there the entire week from Monday through Saturday from 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. on the Porter's corridor just for static security. And plus all the other duties that we were originally planned to do for the Super Bowl. And then we also had all the security for the airport, so you had 48,000 people, which a typical given day is between 15,000 to 20,000 people flying out of the airport, but 48,000 flew out on that following Monday.
Yeah, and how big do you think was the force from outside of the city that actually ended up participating?
You know, if you don't count the National Guard, I don't have the numbers on the National Guard, but you had probably, I would say, 250, 300 from JPSO, another 200 state troopers, and at least 100 from the Louisiana Sheriff's Association task force, on top of all of NOPD and Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office personnel also.
Now, obviously, Mardi Gras this year in the city received that same SEER 1 rating, obviously a little different in the way that makeup is because it's not really focused on one particular site. How much of a participation are y'all having with this event?
SEER 1 brings in certain assets that aren't typically used on a normal basis, i.e. bomb dogs, air support. We're lucky in Jefferson Parish that most of the support that the feds would offer, we already have and utilize during Mardi Gras. And so we really didn't need air support. We have two helicopters, as you know, that fly our air support. We end up having our bomb dogs because we already operate out at the airport, so we had our bomb dogs. So we utilize them for the cybersecurity aspect, making sure that their team is searching Jefferson Parish Mardi Gras also for any types of cybersecurity types of threats. And then the venue security, we didn't really have to use anybody else. We know what the plan is to do. We did that and implemented it during Family Gras. We ended up closing down Veterans, as most people know, last weekend, utilizing our different jersey barriers and trucks to block off that area from Severn to Causeway, which went very, very well. Traffic was actually not that bad of an issue, although, you know, it's always bad when you shut down Veterans. But certainly we were able to pull the traffic around and get people in and out, and it went off without a hitch with the exception of weather. As always, during Mardi Gras, weather is our worst enemy.
Yeah, for sure. this weekend, you will have a presence in the city as well, though, right?
We had to actually cut back a little bit. We were there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of many years. But Mardi Gras and Jefferson Parish has kind of increased. We have two West Bank parades. We added another one on the East Bank this year. So I have people out in the city tonight on Friday. Now we have a big presence for Endymion tomorrow. We've actually been we handle the entire formation area for Endymions since last night up into parade day. We'll also have all the security on Orleans Avenue all the way from City Park Avenue to Carrollton. And then we end up having another contingent that is inside the dome for the extravaganza itself and another contingent that is inside the convention center for Bacchus's Bash. So we'll have a good amount of people, although we used to do a few more parades, but again, the Louisiana Sheriff's Association and some of my surrounding sheriffs have kind of stepped up to the plate to help Sheriff Susan Hudson to make sure that they filled in the gap where we couldn't do so this year.
Couple of weekends under your belt with Jefferson Parish parades. What has it been like?
I think it's been good. I went to the West Bank parade Wednesday. I actually didn't make it over there Monday, but Wednesday's parade on the West Bank was very, very nice to see. It was very well attended. It was a good parade itself. So that's something new that they just started a couple of years ago, and it's kind of taken off from there. The Mad Hatter's parade on Saturday night is certainly a very big, nice parade. But the crowds have been reasonable in Jefferson Parish. As we always say, we have really a family event. If you want to get in the crowds and you want to, you know, stand 12 people deep, go back to New Orleans, right? If you want to come out in Metairie and enjoy a parade for a couple hours and, know you're going to be safe with your children, come out to Metairie and they'll put on a good show for you, without a doubt.
Absolutely. How many this weekend, Joe? Two? You said?
We have Iris is in the city of Kenner on Saturday. We do not have a parade tonight or tomorrow, and we don't try to compete with the city of New Orleans on Friday and Saturday. We do have a parade Sunday night. I have another parade Monday, and then we have Argus and the truck crew on Fat Tuesday. So we've got a busy schedule, but I think Metairie parades are done until Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate the time, the insight. Stay safe out there, my friend, and keep up the great work.
Thanks for having me. See you soon.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.